Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. 8 years ago, Lindsay and Scott Corsell started a market garden of vegetables, herbs, and flowers in Shrewsbury. They managed hurdles and successes as young farmers, and along the way, they had the help and mentorship from West Rutland farmer Greg Cox. Now, their venture has grown into Alchemy Gardens. The Corsells told their story of farming to the Vermont Folklife Center for a series called Growing Food, Growing Farmers. It's focused on the Rutland County agricultural community. Each month, we'll be airing conversations from the series on Vermont Edition as part of a collaboration with the Vermont Folklife Center. Here are farmers Lindsay and Scott Corsell.
My name is Lindsay Corsell.
And I'm Scott Corsell.
And I live in Shrewsbury, Vermont with my husband, Scott, and our daughter, Ella, and our dog, Murphy. And we have Alchemy Gardens, which is a vegetable farm in Shrewsbury.
We're sitting just a quarter mile away. We have our two propagation greenhouses here. We also have like our packing shed, our walk-in cooler, and our wash area and all that sort of stuff right on site here. A couple of propagation houses where we start all of our plants early in the spring, and then we cure some of our crops like onions and garlic and squash, that sort of thing. And then we also have a garden where we got started in West Rutland. That's about half an hour away.
We met teaching ecology at an environmental education center in Maine, and we moved to Montpelier and decided to get a community garden plot. Scott totally fell in love with gardening, and I did too. And from there, we thought we'd see what it would be like to be farmers, and so we got an apprenticeship the following year at a farm called Foggy Meadow Farm in Benson. And we just learned an amazing amount about vegetable production, how to manage a business, going to market, those sorts of things. And the following year, we decided to just get started on our own, doing our own vegetable enterprise.
We started our own farm a little more quickly, in that we had only apprenticed on a commercial farm for 1 year, or for a six-month season. So to go from that experience to being at the market the following year, I think is a pretty quick sort of turnaround. And that was mostly because it was made available to us by Greg Cox, and making farmland and equipment and wash area and all those like expensive things that can be a barrier to new and young farmers. All of those were made available to us. So it made a very easy transition to go from working for someone else to starting our own farm.
Within the farming community right within Shrewsbury, there are a lot of people that have started enterprises in the last, 5 to 10 years. And we're all cooperating with each other, and everyone, I feel like, really respects each other and wants each other to succeed.
There's a lot happening in Rutland to be excited about. And now we're going to be having these refugee families settling here, which is very exciting. And the agricultural scene in Rutland has so much going on. And with Greg's vision, with the food center, there's like great potential. And so I think it's moving in the right direction. And that's part of the reason that we moved back here, was to like try to, you know, do what we could, because it often has such a bad reputation around the state. So yeah, just for people around the state to know that really good things are happening in Rutland, and not to just cringe every time you hear the word.
That's Lindsay and Scott Corsell, owners of Alchemy Gardens in Shrewsbury. This recording is part of a project developed by the Vermont Folklife Center with support from the Archie Green Fellowship. You can find a link to the entire Growing Food, Growing Farmers series at our website, vpr.net.